time for another episode, y'all. I'm so pumped. Another episode of Girl Chat with my bestie, Leah. And like, this is so cool because this is sitting on the Be Amazing podcast. Like, that's the umbrella to it. But this is like our episode to talk all things fitness, health, women, friendship, fun. Like, I'm super excited. And so, Leah, I'm so excited that you are on this with me. Like, so fun.
Yes. Episode 2. I'm super pumped. I love all the, it's all the chat that we have all the time. It's fitness, faith, family, fun. Yes, always. Friendship. It's just all of it. And I'm super excited to be here. Thank you.
I know. And what's fun this time, you guys, is like, I have not done this yet. There have been a couple of attempts to interview me, and so it's kind of fun because Leah's getting ready to do that.
She gets to be on the other side this time instead of asking all the questions. So we want to find a little bit about Celia Smart today. Celia, tell us a little bit about you.
And I love that because there's very few people that call me my full name. You and Eric call me Celia. Calls me Seal.
Right.
People call me Sel. but yes, I'm Celia Smart. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to say my age. I am 47.
And I am 42. So we didn't even know how far apart we are. If you listen to episode 1, we're like, how old are we? Like, how many years different? Like, it's, we didn't even know. So there you go. Right. Everyone wondering.
Right. Now, do I feel like I'm in my 40s? No.
Of course not.
No. And that's because
we're still teenagers.
That's right. And that's because of all we do in fitness. I am from Charlotte. So Charlottean. And fitness has been my life from A to Z. It's everything I do, everything I am, all of who I am, I feel like, in every aspect of life. I am a wife. I'm married to Eric Smart, who is amazing. And I've been married to him 3 years, but have been together for 8. I have a son named Jonathan, and Jonathan is an ER nurse here in Charlotte, which is even crazy for me to wrap my head around his age. My full-time career, I work for Ready Fitness. I'm a project manager. So I actually build gyms. That's the easiest way for me to say it. And especially in the multifamily. So if you live in an apartment right now and you have a gym here in Charlotte, most likely I have been in it. I may have been
yes.
The one who designed it and outfitted it, but that is my full time. And it was not something I set out to do. It really, there's a whole story with that Leah and I'll share at some point, but because she was involved in it as well as she's been involved in a lot of things over the past 10 years or more. I'm a podcaster, I'm a trainer, I'm a coach. And they all revolve around fitness. Last year, this kind of all came together. Be Amazing has been one of my passion projects, and we were actually able to put on an event and for women and to support women. So, and again, everything to do with fitness and health and just wellness. And I'm just a big cheerleader for that, and have such a passion for women, which is why this podcast with you, or this episode with you, is so important, because that's what we're doing. We're talking about, right. You know, we're talking about fitness and health and women, and it all goes together. And that's been the biggest piece of our friendship and all that we have done over the years. Man, fitness and faith have really bonded us and tied us.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say that right before you said cheerleader, I was going to say, and if you need a cheerleader in your life, it is Celia Smart. I mean, that's her heart, and she is so good at it. It's a gift from God. And, you know, a lot of times I tell people, I'm like, check on your cheerleader friends, because a lot of times they're the strong ones, but they're giving out so much that you don't realize how much they need, and they need a cheerleader in their life. But she and I have been that for each other, and it's been very consistent, and, you know, just the growth that we've each had over the years has been tremendous because we have each other.
Yeah. And it's so much that way. And I love that you said that. That touches my heart, because, you know, putting out positivity and good vibes and being there to say, you can do this, you can go for it, you've got this, like, you have somebody cheering in your corner. that has been such a huge thing for me. And so there's something so like inspiring and empowering when we do that for each other. Like it's a back and forth. That's important in friendship. You know, I know we're talking about friendship and all of that. And I think that a lot of women kind of struggle with friendships because they kind of go and come and it's, and you're trying to find, you know, that person or a group of people that you can kind of relate to. And that's really what we want to be, that here for you. As far as the conversations we have, we want you to feel like you're kind of involved in this and that, you know, you can reach out to us and ask questions and share what's going on with you, share what kind of things that you're running into. You know, I feel like every decade things change. Some things are in your 20s and then you get to your 30s and it changes. And then you have kids and it changes. And then you get to your 40s and your hormones go crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things that we have going on and we need each other. I think it's really important.
Absolutely. Which reminds me of Holly Furtick taught a couple weeks ago, and her message was waiting on your miracle. And a key that I took away from that was she said, you know, when you're in the midst of whatever your battle is or whatever you're waiting for, it's so important who's around you. So it can make or break your faith. And we've all heard that, you know, the show me the five closest people to you and I'll show you who you are. Or, you know, who are the thoughts, the five closest people are the thoughts that are going on in your head. Well, she said something differently and it just hit me in a different way. And she said, find those people, whatever you're going through, find someone who's fought through it and has made it on the other side. Don't find those people that are going to get in that pity party with you or are going to, you know, egg on that negativity and those people are okay. Sometimes you do need somebody to cry with, but you know, that those things are fine, but you need to, in those moments, find those people that have made it through and can push you along and show you that, yes, your faith will see you through it. So I just made me remember her message. And that was my one main takeaway. And there were so many little nuggets that Sunday, but that one was one that I found that hit me right.
Well, I totally agree with you. Like because this is what we do. We listen to messages or podcasts and then we actually talk about it and have conversation over it. And I listened to the same message and you and I've already had conversation about this. And I resonate with you on that because it's so true. Like, I think sometimes we look for or seek advice from people that don't even know how to relate to where we're at because and they struggle because they want to be supportive, but don't know how. There's sometimes that you have to go outside of like the normal group that you run, you know, that you're connected to and run to, because there needs to be somebody that you can, you know, say, hey, this is where I'm at. Like, and I know that you went through something similar. Like, how can you help me? Like you said, building your faith, like we need to see people after, like when they're going through something, like, you know, you could be there in the hard part, but like, what happens after that? Like you know, how did it end up? Like, I need to know where things land. And that goes to when we talk about things, like we have those conversations where we might be struggling. One of us might be struggling and we're having a hard time. And then Leo will tell you this, we'll call each other back to let each other know what good has happened. Because it is so easy to talk about all the bad.
Or it's so easy, especially the older you get, to who has time to talk on the phone? Like, you know, but it's easy to always talk on the phone when you need to vent and you just wanted to lay it on someone just to get it out. But, you know, rarely do we call just to say like, wow, look what just happened. Look what God just did. Look what came through. Look what I'm finally like celebrating. And so it's so important. And a lot of times, I mean, we hear, how often do we hear gratitude, not attitude, you know, but it's so true. Like there's always something that you can be grateful for. And, you know, and having that gratefulness journal, I know I'm like, shout out to my clients that just went through my last little challenge. Like, when you start your day that way, and sometimes you'll sit there and you'll say, okay, how can I not write down the same thing again that I was yesterday? But it's really like digging deep, and it doesn't have to be big huge things. It can be little things. Like I'm drinking clean delivered water to my door. Like I'm grateful for that. Like I'm truly grateful for that. And if you know me, you know that I love LeBlue. Shout out to LeBlue. I don't even care. Like this, it's my favorite water and I get it delivered. Like, thank you that I can do that. You know, it's just little things to big things.
Oh, all of it. I love that because it's such a mind shift. So if you get in a funk and you're having a moment, the best thing to do is go ahead and think about something good. Or you have to go back and remind yourself. Like it's you, yep. And sometimes you might even have to go back and look if you wrote it down somewhere or journal. I have a gratitude box. So I have like all these index cards. So sometimes I have to go back through it just to like remind myself, remember you wrote this a couple weeks ago. Like that was where you were that day, you know, stay encouraged. So I think that's huge. And I know for me, like we were at Whitewater Center earlier this week because we live like 10 minutes from there. And it's, if you haven't been there, you need to go. They have yoga every night and during the summer at 6:30 in the woods. It's free. And it's just like this amazing experience to be at such a beautiful place and going through yoga. And it's just like, there's just that by itself for me was like my gratitude moment. I was like, this is so awesome that this is here in Charlotte and I have access to it. Like how amazing. So it totally can change your day. And especially when you get on the phone with other people, if you're always calling to vent and you're never calling to talk about something positive or act being grateful, or, you know, that can make it strain friendship. So it is really important. That's how you keep each other upbeat. I mean, that's how we do.
Yep. All right.
So We're going to switch gears because now we've got to talk about some fitness stuff because I know that's really what you guys want to hear about, right? We want to talk about fitness. Right. And we told you last week, it's kind of ask us anything. So I'm starting with these questions. And so my first question is for Leah, and this is about supplements. This comes up a lot. And especially for people that don't take supplements yet, that have never been introduced to them, or they're dancing around it, or they're taking them and they're not working. So give us like some recommendations on if we want to start taking it, like how do we go about that?
Okay. I guess the biggest question I get a lot is, are they necessary? And no, they're not necessary. It's called supplement for a reason. And it is to supplement your life. And if I had to break it down for a mass conversation, because again, it goes back to the individual and how it fits you, but everyone can benefit from supplementation. So if I had to give my three that would fit literally anyone who walked in my door, I would say a multivitamin, because our food is terrible. That's a whole nother story. A multivitamin, caffeine.
Which
everyone
is my favorite.
Can benefit from caffeine.
So my favorite. And right now, yes, I'm having my 3 o'clock caffeine cocktail.
Yes. And that can come in all shapes and sizes. It can be from your coffee bean to your pre-workout to your energy thermogenic pill. It just comes in all shapes and sizes, but everyone can benefit, whether you're in a fat loss stage or a building phase. So these three supplements, and my third one would be, oh, it's hard to say. I'm going to say four. Okay, I know I said three, but I'm going to say four. So I'm going to say protein powder and creatine. So everybody can take those regardless if you're in a fat loss phase or a maintenance phase or surplus. So we're all trying to body recomp, right? To have more lean muscle tissue versus body fat. And then sometimes we are trying to not do that and just build, whereas a lot of your men come in, we're trying just build muscle. But all those will work with everything that I said. And I won't go into detail to all of them. They need to be good quality. I will tell you that by the time they get to Costco and Walmart and Walgreens, I have people that buy their vitamins from Walgreens and I'm like, what are you doing? Sometimes it's just knowledge. And until you know, you don't know, right? So you make sure that the quality is there, and then you can go from there. But those would be my top four.
Which I think is awesome. And I know you and I go back and forth all the time on different ones. Mainly the ones that I'm always asking, like Leah's like testing, and I'm always asking is like, all right, what you got for workout? What you got to give me a boost of energy? Like, I need something. Yes. I need something. What's to next? Give me a kick. Yeah. So we've been doing that for years. And we also have run into it where some people have taken, have gone overboard with supplementation, especially mm-hmm. with like protein shakes. There's one story we have, I'll let you share it. That was from one of the girls that we had trained and worked with that was, you know, on the team that we work with.
Well, it's not magic. Like these supplements that we buy are not magic pills. So it's not like just if I take these on top of what else I'm doing, it's just going to work. It still has to fall under your calorie intake, your calorie output, like depending on what your goals are. But she was using a protein powder. She was one of our dancers, and she was taking in, I want to say like 2 or 3 a day. But what she was doing was just, she was tipping herself over at night. So she had already, her job was later on at night, or she was up until then. So she was coming home hungry. So then she was having more, but she had already had all her calories up front for the day. So it would just kept tipping her over. Therefore, she was no longer in a maintenance calorie phase, or as we call it, a calorie deficit. So she was gaining. This was a tiny little girl. So the smaller you are, she was just like pint size. The smaller you are, a lot of times just a few pounds will show up, and you're like, you know, 5 pounds can be a big deal. Versus somebody who's tall, you're never going to see that 5 pounds. I say to my daughter all the time, I'm like, I don't know where you put all this, but you're 6 feet tall. So I guess it's just like evening out. Whereas if you're shorter, she was like 5'2", just a tiny little thing. And so we were like, what are you doing? You know, we've got to figure this out, because every girl is different. We have never gone in, whether it's a client, whether it's a dancer, whether it's anything, we've never given them just a blanket, okay, here you go. This is what you're going to eat every single day, and everyone's the same. Like, no, it's we have to dive in and really get them to tell us what you're doing, you know, how can we help? So we had seen that it was going up, and it was, you know, it was showing on her. And so we got down to it that she was having like 2 and 3 of these protein shakes a day. Now, is the protein bad? No. But was she trying to put on weight? No. So it was affecting her, and it was causing her to gain weight. And that, you know, we tried to explain, it's not that you can't have it. It's just that it needs to replace something else, and or we need to track so that we know what else we're taking in so that we're not over.
Yeah, well, the truth about that, and this is, and you mentioned it when you first started talking about the supplements, is that it's not a magic pill. It's something that you use, and you have to use it correctly for it to work the way that you are looking for result-wise. So that's why it's important, right, to have this kind of knowledge. Like, this is to empower you so that when you're going forward, you're just not shooting in the dark and then, you know, hoping that whatever you're taking is going to work and you're going to see results. And then when you get frustrated and you're like, this isn't working. Well, there's so many other things that play into it. But going back to the whole point with the supplements, like, if you have questions, like, feel free to reach out to Leah, like, hit her up, like, she can help you. And she's with Vaz Nutrition, which y'all are based in Waxhaw, but she's also, yes, so either way, you can ask questions.
Ask away. So one question I have for you, Seal, is, and this goes like right in line with our favorite supplement, which is like energy wise, you know, how do I know, if you had to fit me for a piece of equipment, what is your favorite one? Or is this another individual thing where it depends on the person, what they're going to use?
It is going to depend on the person. This is a fun one because it, again, workouts aren't cookie cutter. Mm-mm. So it's the same with equipment, and using the same equipment all the time isn't always great either. We've had these discussions on making sure that you change it up and you're constantly doing something different. So It's really funny that you asked that, because I think right now, like, and I change, anybody that knows me, like, I go through periods where I'll be into like one workout or one thing, but then, you know, look at me 2 months down the road and I might be doing something different, and then wait, I might come back around to where I first started. So yeah, it's really constant change. But one of my favorite products on the market right now that is great for if you are looking for a treadmill at home is the Echelon Stride. So there's the cool part about this treadmill is it's residential and it folds up. You push a button, it folds up. But
what?
Yes, it folds up, and you've got access to, you can get an Echelon membership, which is all your virtual treadmill classes if you want to do treadmill workouts.
Wow.
Or you can just freestyle on your own. So that's really kind of like the coolest product right now that is on the market. And as far as price wise, it's like, it's awesome. So like, that's my big recommendation would be the Echelon Stride. And there's the Stride, which is the base model. It's a little smaller and real compact. And then you've got the S version, which is got, it's about 4 inches longer, I believe the deck is. It's kind of that medium size tread, and it still folds up. That would be my product recommendation with that. And again, the cool part is you have access to classes, but like also, let's say you're doing workouts, like having a treadmill, I think is great for just all types of training. So
yeah,
jump on the treadmill, jump off and do burpees, jump on the treadmill, jump off and do kettlebell swings, like just that constant mix up. So
right,
that's my favorite thing about equipment now is that there's so much you can get just for home. It's no longer about these big, heavy machines. It's all about functional training.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe how many of my clients have actually stayed virtual and then have even now recently switched over to virtual just because it fits their life so much better. I train so many women that do have careers, do have kids, do have all these things, and it helps so much to not have to travel to me, that I can just hop on right where they are, use what they have. And Seal even mentioned this, how she gets on a kick for a while and then jumps around. And I'm a huge proponent of progressive overload and at least sticking with something for a good 4 to 6 weeks, and then let's move on to something else. But so much on social media right now that you're almost inundated with so much training that it's like, where do I even start? And do I really need this whole muscle confusion thing? Like, no, you don't need a different workout every single day. How would you ever know if you were getting stronger or literally putting on muscle mass if you're not doing the same thing and progressing in weight or progressing in time under tension? There's all kinds of variables, but it's good to stick with the same routine for a good 4 to 6 weeks, if not 8. You know, it depends on if you're a newbie or if you're seasoned, and sticking with something and then switching it up.
If you look back at where we both started training, which was in our 20s, or yours might have been earlier than that. Mine was like early 20s is when I really started lifting, but everything was very foundational. It wasn't all the, there crazy. Weren't all the crazy things that we see now. And then what was considered, you know, the big term functional training. I mean, we were doing that early on, just didn't know that that's what it was called at the time. But a lot of it came back to, like, I remember the first couple of years, all I did was lift. So it's like laying that foundation. So if you're starting to work out, that's super important. Start with that. It all starts with building blocks. That's block one. You got to have,
yes.
It. And then you can then add on top of that.
Yeah. You shouldn't really be doing crazy stuff. Like, some of these exercises, literally, like, I mean, you don't have to do this craziness until really, like, you are seasoned and you already have kind of built the muscle and you're really just trying to throw a little fun in there. It is kind of boring up front and can be, but the boring is good and you need that base. Going back to the supplement, I have so many women that are afraid, like, every time that I get this question all the time, like, is this protein powder going to make me bulky? And I'm like, No, like these supplements aren't going to make you bulky. Lifting weights are not going to make you bulky. What makes you bulky is when you eat too much on top of your exercise training. So it's that's your main focus is, and I'm on this so much because it's summer and everyone's in a fat loss phase that I'm coaching right now. So deficit is huge and just so important to realize that you cannot, as a female, unless you're taking anabolic steroids, you are not going to look like a man. Like you can't, you cannot physically build that. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's your nutrition. And that's what's so important.
So key. It would be fun to say that there you get to a point where nutrition doesn't play a role because it even becomes more important as you get older. Realizing like how much that plays into, because you're dealing with hormones and you're dealing with just stresses of life. And so it is always going to be there. Like, and that's why we're talking about it here, because we want you, again, it's about sharing our knowledge and information and realizing like it's work. I don't care. You can try to shape it any way you want. It takes work. It takes consistency. It takes doing it even when you don't feel like it. I have gone back to foundational training, but let me tell you, like I do have to throw things in because for me, I'm at a place where I can get bored pretty quick. So when you start stretching yourself and trying new things, that's awesome. But I still have to have that foundational point that I always come back to. So it's just the way it goes.
Yeah. And we realize that not everyone is in this mode of wanting aesthetically to look a certain way. It's okay to just focus on health. And it's okay to just focus on creating healthy habits. It doesn't always have to be this major goal of losing. But you know, it needs to fit your lifestyle instead of going along with these big fads or now I've done the 6-week challenge. Now what, you know, just hopping from place to place, it needs to become a lifestyle. And I think that's what we do, you know, really well is figuring out the person, not just the goal, but figuring out the person that so that it will fit.
When you've decided to take on a goal or you're in the process, like knowing every side of you as a person has played such a role into what's going to be the combination that clicks. And whether it's, you know, the training and nutrition, yes, but there's other things that play into that. Just like you said, the lifestyle, do you have kids? Do you work full time? You know, picking a goal that right suits where you are in this season of life, because your seasons change. There might be a season, like it might be a couple of seasons where all you're trying to do is balance life. Like you're just trying to get from point A to point B and you just want to have like a healthy mind and body in the middle of it. Like not being concerned about like how much weight you want to lose or doing a bikini competition, none of that. Like you're just focused on that. Then there might be a season where you're like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go take the stage. I'm ready to do a marathon. I'm ready to just get in the most bomb shape ever and do a photo shoot. So give yourself some grace if that's, if you're in the phase right now where it's just about getting from point A to point B, or that you're just not in a space where you're ready to have a goal, and that's okay.
Yes. And you will have seasons like that.
I say for my season right now, this past year, like my season was just to get back in the gym again in November and just start lifting again, like going back to foundational training, because for almost 2 years, I didn't train with weights. I was just getting in the gym to get in 30 minutes for my head. And that was it.
Yes.
That was it.
Yep. I mean, I have been there too, where, you know, you come off of doing something super strenuous, whether I've been in running phases and races, I've been in competing phases. And like you come off of those types of things so drained that literally walking, I think, is the best ultimate exercise for everyone. Like we really, it's so underrated. Just moving and walking daily is so good for you, and outside if you can do it. But you will go through downtimes where that's your movement, or yoga's your movement. Like it's 20 minutes in and out because life is super busy, and sometimes that's where you are.
And that's a good point too about movement. Just in general, like just get, I don't know if anybody else has, I have a Fitbit, but it's where it'll alert me when it's time to move. Yeah. And even just getting up and moving for 10 minutes, like every movement counts. Like it doesn't, you know, the old school train of thought was like, go to the gym and do 30 minutes of cardio, go to the gym and do 45 minutes of, you know, weight training or strength. Yeah. For most people now, it's like, just move in general, like just get up and move. And every 5 minutes counts, whether it's 10 minutes at the beginning of the day, 10 minutes at the end of the day, it all counts.
It does. And you know what, just to tag on, like so if you are in a calorie deficit and you are trying to lose, your body will start to work against you. So as you lower your calories, all it wants to do is sit still. So yeah, you might go to the gym for an hour. You're like, yes, I got my workout in. And then you're sitting on your butt the rest of the day. Like your body naturally slows you down. And as you become a smaller person, you need to take in less. This is just a little like side note, but the more you can make yourself move, the higher you can keep that metabolism going. And the more eventually that really you'll get to keep eating. And so don't sit still. Don't sit still all day long.
No, get up and move. Like, and it keeps your, I feel like too, it's important for your mind health. Like you get locked behind the computer for so long and it's like, okay, it's time to get up and do something. Like get the good vibes flowing, get the endorphins going. I want to feel good.
Yes. I tell all my women that sit all day long behind their computer because they have to. It's like, okay, well, when that watch dings the last 10 minutes, it's like 10 minutes of the day. I don't care if you have to sneak away and like pretend like you're going to the bathroom. Like just get up and walk around. Just move, just stretch. You know, I've got one, she's so precious. One of my clients is an accountant. And so she literally is sitting all day long. She keeps weights by her desk and she like bends down and starts doing her weights. It's so cute. Or puts her bands on her ankles and starts doing it. I mean, but she's like, literally, if I didn't do that, I would never move for like 10 to 12 hours straight, you know, because she gets so focused on her work. And so she keeps her stuff right there at her desk. So you can fit it in. I promise you.
You just have to make it a priority. So just move. Mm-hmm. That's all we're saying. Just move.
Yeah. You'll thank us later.
Well, we were going to wrap up today because this is our whole point, is like bringing you, you know, real conversation, real talk, talking about things that we know as women, we all face or struggle or might have questions about when it comes to fitness and health and well-being. Overall well-being. Leah, do you have any like other thoughts or things that something else on your heart that you feel like you want to share?
Gosh, no. I mean, I feel like we hit a little bit of everything. I know we might feel like we ramble a little bit, but I mean, what girls, when you sit down with your girlfriend, isn't that kind of what you do? Right? I ramble to you a lot, don't I?
We do the same thing though. And we branch off on topics and then we have to circle back to the topic we originally started on. I mean, that's the real deal with girl chat. Like that's the way it happens. But I really think for us, like this is so much our heart and the flow that we have. And I call it a tennis match because we can really kind of go back and forth on all the topics we covered today, but just to encourage. We encourage each other. We want to encourage you. And, you know, if you have questions or you have goals or you want to chat with us about it, like hit us up. We're here.
Like Phil said, that is our heart. And this is a way for us to reach more than we can, you know, just that we do already behind email and behind whatever our socials and, but with each other and with multiple questions coming in, we can, you know, feed you all here and we can help and build a community that even in turn helps us too. So we appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening and thanks for joining us today. This was episode 2, y'all. Number 2.
Yes. Yes.
Connect with us on the Facebook page. It's called Girl Chat. So look for it. And then also you can connect with us on our social. You can go to @CatapultFit, follow us there. You can follow Leah, give them your social.
Mine is on Catapult Fit, but it's Leah_Elizabeth_V. And then we have our Vast Nutrition page.
Awesome. And then you can follow me at @ItSealSmart. And again, thank you to SweatNet for like putting this out there. Thank you to Vast Nutrition for being a sponsor. Again, this is just such an amazing opportunity, not only for us to share like our friendship and all the things that are important to us, and including you all as part of it. So
yes.
See you next week.
Bye.